Blagger gulped and nodded. He knew only too well what his captain was capable of. When there was loot to be had, murder and treachery became a mere formality to avaricious sea rats like Slip. Blagger took one last look at the two Dibbons before settling himself down to sleep at the tent entrance, hoping in his heart that the tiny pair were so lost that they would not know the way back to Redwall Abbey on the morrow. Early sun rays filtered through the slitted windows of the high tower room onto the besieged friends. Nagroo's grey rats packed the narrow winding stairway outside, with the foxwolf exhorting them on to slaughter.
Come on, there's enough of you! Hack that door to splinters and finish them off! Sourgall, you and Wetchups go and fetch a battering ram. That'll speed things up.
The chamber was home to one piece of furniture, an old wooden bench. Meldrum and Dandin held it wedged against the door as a temporary measure. The old hare looked worried.
Hear that? The blackguards have gone to get a battering ram. They'll smash this door to smithereens. Look out!
Dandin hopped to one side at Meldrum's warning as a spear ploughed through the damaged woodwork, protruding almost half its length. Nipping in smartly, Marielle grabbed the haft and tugged the weapon through, then began jabbing through the slits in the door at the enemy outside.
If I've got to go, I'm taking a few with me,
she shouted. Gale Squiddle King stared despairingly round the small tower chamber.
There's nowhere else for us to go. Once they're through that door, we're finished.
The red-backed shrike, Glockpod, had been hopping about excitedly, waiting to give good account of himself when the rats came through the door. At Gale's announcement, he ceased his dance, flicking hither and thither with his head as he searched for an avenue of escape.
Good little nest up there,
he croaked. Gale followed the shrike's eyes upward.
Of course,
he cried out.
This is a tower with a pointed top. There's a small cone-shaped attic up there.
Meldrum the Magnificent grabbed the cross-hilt of a long pike that came thrusting through the door, wrenching it forcibly from its owner.
Any port in a storm, what? Let's give it a try.
It was a simple cross-planked ceiling, resting on thick wooden beams. Using the butt of the pike, the hare soon knocked two of the centre planks loose.
Come on, Birdie, do your stuff. Up there and push those planks to one side,
he shouted. There came a cry from Nagroo out on the stairway.
Hail to the way, you four! Get on that battering ram with Sourgall and Wetchups! Give them space there!
Anxiously, Marielle watched Glockpod flap awkwardly upward.
Hurry, Bird, there's not a moment to lose. They're going to start battering the door.
The shrike shoved and pulled until he had moved one plank aside. Wedging himself in the narrow space he had created, Glockpod used both talons and beak to shift the other ceiling plank. Suddenly, it shot aside with a clatter, and he disappeared through the opening, cackling.
Cackata! Easy! What's a easy? Good nest up ahead!